Welcome to the Z. Michelson Travel Podcast. This podcast is devoted to the travel industry. Z says let your imagination run wild and start dreaming about where you want to go. And dream big, reach for the stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you enjoyed the trip. Your guide to travel is Z. Michelson, a travel advisor. And sitting at the controls is Jay Lawrence, your concierge of podcast travel. Now here's Z.
I just love that guy, don't you?
Yeah. Hey, and see, people have been calling me and asking me, what is the rate to go to the moon?
Quite a bit. Quite a bit.
To the moon, Alice. To the moon.
You know, I hated that show.
Yeah.
I always hated that
show.
Well,
he was a wife beater. Let's face it.
I mean, he never touched her.
Well,
he always threatened her, but he never touched her.
Yeah, you kids, you do not know what we're talking about. So
we're talking about the Honeymooners,
which was a show with Jackie Gleason and June. You don't remember her name? Yeah. Okay.
It was. It'll come to me like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It was an old TV show that they only did a certain amount of episodes, and it was very popular, and people wanted more and more and more of it.
It was so popular that they created a cartoon after it.
Oh, yeah.
The Flintstones.
Oh, yeah?
The Flintstones were created after the Honeymooners.
Wow.
And I wasn't crazy about the Flintstones either.
Well, the Collage Travel Radio, let's see, what am I talking about here? This is a podcast, and this is Z. Michelson Travel Podcast.
And we're brought to you by?
Collage Travel Media Network.
There you go, Jay, there you go. That's because you're the concierge of travel.
Yeah.
And you know, today we're going to have a special guest again.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have Denise from Globus.
Oh, right.
You know, she's been traveling around quite a bit lately.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I can't wait to hear what she's got going on, everything with Globus and Avalon. I also hear that she was just in Portugal. And Denise, you've been traveling all over, and my question is, you were at Portugal not too long ago, so tell me
everything. I was. Yeah, I should have Portugal behind me, but instead I have London.
You have London Bridge.
yes, I was. I was in Portugal, so this is a trip that I had booked during COVID that was canceled like three times.
That was
finally, I know, but you know, I did some other stuff, and I'm like, we really need to get that trip booked. So I think my friend that I was traveling with just thought it was, you know, jinx. So she kept on putting it off. So we finally went.
Yay!
And it was wonderful. So yeah, we did a Globus Portugal tour and it was wonderful.
Tell me all about it.
Oh, geez. You know, you wine tasting, wine is big there. And we went to a cork factory.
A cork factory?
Yeah. So we learned about cork. You know, don't you ever wonder where your little cork pieces come from that go in the bottle of wine?
So well, I know where they go after they bought it.
I know, right? They put in, you know, you either make trivets out of them or you put them in a bowl or
right.
So you can actually reuse that cork. You just need to soak it. So we learned about cork. It's a cork tree. They take the bark off the cork tree and the bark grows back after 10 years. Mm. And they take the bark and they boil it, they soften it, and then they cut it, and then they ship it out to all these people that make cork purses, cork pens, cork earrings, cork chairs, cork.
There's so much cork that we don't even think about it. Yeah.
Who would have known? Yeah. Who would have known? Cork shoes.
What was the weather like when you were there?
It was a little odd, just because you never know with weather, right? So usually it's pretty mild. So there were days where I didn't have a jacket on at all, and it was nice and very sunny, but some days it was a little cool. So I'm a Floridian, so I had my poofer coat on a couple days. But it's a good time to go in March because it's not so hot.
Not so crowded either, I understand.
Not so crowded. Mm-hmm. And people say, you know, it's inexpensive, and I did not spend a lot of money. We would split dinners and it was like 15 euros and it was really, it was a really good price. We, and then we went to Nazaré too, which is the beach. It's where they surf. So there's actually a special on Netflix about Nazaré in search of like the 100-foot wave. So, you know, in Portugal, you've got the vineyards, you have the mountains, you have the water, you have the Douro River. Mm-hmm. So you've got all these different parts of Portugal, and it
Globus
was beautiful.
Globus can get you there and show you all the different sites, which is really exciting.
And you know what? We have Portugal, Spain, Portugal, Spain, Morocco, or just Portugal. And it was awesome. And you can do it by land or you can do it by river, right?
I know. I hear there's a new ship out there on one of the rivers.
Brand new ship. We had the shakedown about a week ago, you know, make sure everything mm-hmm. is going well. And then this week they're on board with media and
this is Avalon.
This is Avalon Waterways. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new ship, only 102 passengers on board.
Right.
And it is traveling on the Douro River. So it's the newest ship out there on the Douro. And boy, it is pretty full for this year. But we do have some cabins here or there mm-hmm. if you want to go. You can't be too picky right now. It is available for next year. It's starting to fill up for next year, too.
Oh,
so
wow.
Portugal, you can do it by land or you can do it by river with Avalon Waterways.
Land or sea. Now, where does the river go? You know,
so it's on the Douro River. Mm-hmm. So it's a 7-night cruise.
Right.
A lot of it is just, you know, you're going down the Douro River and you have some wine tasting and a lot of the excursions that I did with the land tour, mm-hmm. but it's completely different, right? Because you're on the river.
You're on the river.
As with the land tour, you're staying a couple nights in each place. So the river cruise is in and out of Porto.
Oh, okay.
So if you like port wine, you know, I'm not a wine drinker, but I have to tell you, I tasted at the wine tasting, the port wine. It was delicious. It was nutty. It was so good.
It had that good flavor to it. Ooh.
Yeah. You know, and Porto kind of reminded me of Budapest. If you've ever been to Budapest, you've mm-hmm. got one side of the river, which is a little quieter, mm-hmm. and it's where all the wineries are, and they all have restaurants, and it lights up at night.
Oh.
And then the other side is, you know, the busy side with all the restaurants.
The city.
Ooh, it was beautiful. And I didn't know that there's like a whole Harry Potter background in Portugal because she lived there for a little while. So
I didn't know that.
There's the Majestic Cafe in the heart of Porto where mm-hmm. she used to sit. There's a library that now you have to pay to go in because that's where she used to
go.
Mm-hmm. Not a library. Sorry, bookstore. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Oh,
absolutely right. Wonderful.
And again, Globus and Avalon are a family of brands. I like how that's described. Globus is a family of brands. And you have Globus, and Globus does all these marvelous tours, both mm-hmm. out of the United States and overseas and in the United States. So that's kind of a great thing. But I hear there's more and new exciting things coming our way from Globus. What's going on there?
We do. So a little bit about Globus, if some of you are new and don't know who we are, mm-hmm. We're 96 years old. We are a family-owned company and we are worldwide. So if you want to go there, we can get you there, except for Antarctica. But now you have all these expedition companies out there that can take you to Antarctica. But if you want to go, we have it.
Right.
And we can do it in all these different ways. Like if you want to do Asia, you know, Japan is very popular right now. It's like the hot spot again, and you can do it escorted. You could do it independent, or you can go with Cosmos, which is our other brand, which is also escorted like Globus, but a little bit more on the budget side.
Right.
So with Globus and Cosmos, we have Africa, we have Asia, we have South and Central America, we have Australia, New Zealand, Europe, United States, Canada. So we can get you there no matter if it's totally escorted with Globus or we have off-season the escapes, which is what I was just on.
So you call the off-seasons escapes?
Escapes, yeah.
That's the signal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We have faith-based programs, you know, like Footsteps of Apostle Paul. I was in Fatima on my Portugal trip.
Oh, nice.
We have Fatima. We mm-hmm. have Lourdes. And then you can do it on the Cosmos side, which is a little bit more on the budget side. Also worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Budget
side between Globus mm-hmm. and Cosmos, what do you consider budget?
You know what? It's really the hotels that are the difference. Mm-hmm. Globus, you're centrally located.
Right.
Cosmos may not be as centrally located.
Okay.
And we go by the official hotel guide. That's kind of how we judge if it's a Globus or Cosmos tour.
Right.
So Globus, it's more of like averaging a 4-star,
mm-hmm.
Cosmos would be 3, sometimes 4-star hotels.
Okay.
So they may be missing amenities that knock it down to a 3-star, or it could be location.
Location. Mm-hmm. So they're outside the city that they're looking at a little bit further.
Outside the city center. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some new tours. I mentioned Japan. We have a new Visions of Japan tour. We actually added more departures this first quarter because it was so popular. We also have a new tour that I'm kind of fond of because I did it.
Oh.
It's called the Bohemian Dream. Bohemian Dream. We retired it for a couple of years, brought it back. It mirrors a river cruise.
How does it mirror?
Prague, Vienna, Budapest, Bratislava, Český Krumlov.
Oh.
It's the exact itinerary that you would do on a Danube cruise.
Right.
But you do it by land.
You do it by land.
So if any of you out there have been on a Danube cruise and you went to Český Krumlov, this tour overnights there.
Ooh.
And Český Krumlov is like a magical, medieval, beautiful town.
Oh, wow.
And we overnight there on this tour. I did this tour about 8 or 9 years ago, mm-hmm. and it was wonderful because I didn't do the Danube yet. So I did it by land first. But it's nice because you overnight in Vienna for a couple nights, and I think Vienna is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. So that's new.
Can you go back to Japan? You said there's new things in Japan. And what did you see there? What's the new things there?
Well, so I haven't been to Japan, but the new tour is Visions of Japan. It's an escorted tour. So, you know, Osaka, I don't have the whole itinerary in front of me, but it's an 8 or a 9 day escorted tour. Whereas the other vacations that we have with Globus are a little bit more independent, right? So they're independent hosted vacations.
Okay. So now this one is going to be hosted. This is going to be.
We have independent, which is hosted, or we have the new Visions of Japan, which is escorted.
Escorted.
Okay. Well, I was just a little wild.
So when you say hosted,
Hiroshima,
versus escorted.
Osaka.
When you say
escorted means you have a tour director with you the entire time. It's complete hand holding.
Mm-hmm.
You have local guides, tour director. Independent, you have a local host that's there every day for a couple hours to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
You get breakfast in the morning, you get hotel. One city tour, and then the rest of the time you're on your own.
Oh, okay. So that's the difference. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can do independent with just about any destination except for North America with us.
I know people can do, from what I understand, they can do large groups and small groups with your company as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it's exotic, it's mostly small groups. Mm-hmm. If it's like Africa, it's a small group of 20, Australia, New Zealand. Those are small groups averaging, I do believe, 24 to 28. Europe and North America, there are dates mm-hmm. that's a small group.
Right.
Those average 28. If it's not a small group, we can max out at 42.
Okay.
And the small groups with Europe, you're on mm-hmm. a regular size motor coach. It's just that you get to spread out a little bit more.
Oh, that's nice. That's
you can
nice.
Thank COVID for that
now,
one.
Now with Japan, right now it's late spring when this will air. Do they have the cherry blossoms?
I do believe they do. That's probably why it was sold out.
Right.
I think that's in the spring. So yeah, it was pretty full. It's one of the hot destinations mm-hmm. right now. So is Portugal. You know,
right.
we mentioned Portugal mm-hmm. is hot. Japan is hot. Peru is always popular. Your Machu Picchu, you can do it with Globus escorted, you can do it independently, or you can do it with Cosmos. You can also do Peru and add Avalon mm-hmm. and add a Galapagos cruise or a Peruvian. We have the Peruvian Amazon that you can add. So
you can do land and sea together. So that's kind of nice. And what I always do recommend is that if people are interested in these things, they need to contact their travel advisors and say, I want to go on Globus. I want to do land and sea. And they'll know exactly what you're talking about. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we have land and sea for even Alaska. We do the land tour and we use mm-hmm. Holland America as the cruise.
Oh,
so you could
like
either do land mm-hmm. only or you could do land and cruise. So
now,
we've got a lot of land and cruise.
A lot of questions have come up lately for families and children. What are the rules for both your land tours and your river cruises for children?
Yeah, so we are not adults only. So we mm-hmm. do take families for our land tours, 6 and over. For cruise, I do believe it's the same, but you don't, honestly, for river cruising, you don't see young children on board. Definitely teenagers, because we have these active and discovery excursions. We have active and discovery cruises, and it's perfect for multi-gen.
Oh, that's nice.
So we do have families. I mean, if you want to go to Europe and you have two kids and they're teenagers and they're well-behaved and you want to take them to Spain,
right?
Who wants to take the train and put this all together? This way the parents can relax. They can enjoy the trip. Mm-hmm. We do the driving. The itinerary is all put together for you. So why not let us do all the hard work, right?
Right. Now, how about tours in the United States? Because Globus does a lot in the U.S. and we're always talking about rediscovering America.
So... Yep, yep. I had one of my backgrounds and I switched it out. I had Mackinac Island, right? I think we talked about that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I go with my mom almost every year on a domestic tour. This year, we're doing Sunny Days, Starry Nights. It's Montana and Wyoming. I haven't been to Montana yet.
Hey, Jay, coming into this conversation because I know that you want to go.
Where are we going in Montana?
There you go. You're going?
Where are we going?
Where are we going? Yeah, we're doing Billings, Big Sky. So you can come with us on the tour.
All right.
So, so we did that one. We did Cape Cod in the islands. We did Mackinac Island. We did Canyon Country. We did Albuquerque Balloon Fest. I know.
Yeah, I know. That's one of my buckets. I want to go see that.
Yep.
And I remember we also have the train, right?
I was just going to say, we were talking about that last time and he wanted to go.
Right.
We did a historic trains of the Old West, and it's mostly land, but it had three different train rides. It had the Silverton Durango train. It had the Georgetown Loop train.
And is that still available during the summer?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yep. You can do that. It's pretty much spring through the fall.
Fabulous.
And then there are departures in October for that, that also include Albuquerque Balloon Fest.
Right. That's cool.
And then we have that other one. It's that Western Rails, which includes the Rocky Mountaineer. And that goes from Moab to Denver.
Oh, Moab.
And we also have the Silverton Durango train. So that's a good one, too.
So do people fly out to these
Denver.
Places? They fly to Denver.
Mm-hmm. And that one's Denver, because the train goes from Moab to Denver, and it's really hard to get to Moab.
Yeah.
So we built a tour around it, which is Denver.
Uh-huh.
If your clients like the train, we have one that goes across Canada, and it's on Via Rail. It's a longer trip. It's on the train, but then there's other land at the back
end. Now, are
they
actually staying on the train, sleeping on the train?
That one they are sleeping on the train. Most of the trips we have, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Just like years ago, how cool would that be?
Yeah, you know, my former life before Globus, right out of college, I worked for Amtrak. So I'm a big train person, and I loved sleeping on the train because it just kind of
relaxing.
Rocked me to sleep.
Yeah, it relaxes you.
Yeah, I can always sleep on a train as long as it's moving.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, when it stops, you're like, why are we stopped?
Why are we stopped?
Yeah. So a lot of people also ask, what's included in a Globus tour? What do you get?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you get breakfast in the morning. Mm-hmm. All your must-see sites are included. If there's something to see, you're seeing it with Globus. You have your tour director. Mm-hmm. Some of the tours, we also have step on like local guides.
Right.
And then some dinners are included. So it's not 100% all inclusive because we're not 100% all inclusive company.
Right.
But we include quite a bit.
Right,
like the Portugal trip, honestly, I didn't even look at anything before I went because I knew I'd be taken care of. I booked one excursion before I went, which was the Douro cruise because I wanted to get a little snapshot of that. And Larry's making me, he's making me hungry for
Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yes, we're a Starbucks family here.
Yeah. So, you know, you can pre-book optional excursions before you go, or you can wait until you get there and sign up. But some of them may be full. So you definitely want to look at doing that before you go.
Right. And a lot of the excursions are included, correct?
They are. Like I said, I only did one optional on a 9-day tour that I was just on. I think there were only three on there, but I just did one, and it was beautiful. It was a sunset cruise on the Douro.
Oh, wow. It sounds really pretty.
It was pretty nice. Yeah. And we have some really good promotions going on right now. If this is in the spring. So for the month of April, we do have a 25% off on select vacations for North America and Europe, Globus and Cosmos.
So they need to contact their travel advisors like right now.
Yep. And then Avalon, we have a lot of promos. We have free air. We have $5.99 air. We have waived single supplements.
Right. And then you also said for the travel advisors, they can use a certain promotional code. And that is?
We do. It's IRIS2024. It's valid all year long. It's $50 off per person. And it's for Globus, Cosmos. There are some vacations that are not included, like vacations under six nights. And right. Escapes aren't included, but most
stackable?
Vacations.
I know a lot of it travel advisors are going to say, is it stackable?
It's stackable with the current promotion that we have, but it's not stackable with any consortia promotions.
Okay, so if somebody is wanting to travel, they need to contact their travel advisor if they're listening to us right now and tell their travel advisor, I heard there's a great promotion.
And then any bit helps, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to take advantage of that sale that's going on in April for 2024, you can also add the $50 off per person.
Hey, that's every little bit helps and gets you overseas faster and faster. And is there anything newer coming? I mean, wow, you got the new ship.
Oh, yeah. So we have it's not a new ship. It's a ship that we were using for charters, and now we're using it for Bordeaux. So that's So we now have 16 ships. Bordeaux is starting in 2025. So that's the new one in France.
And we can actually book all the way out to 2025 right now.
Right now, only till 2025, not 2026 yet. But you've got 24 and 20.
Can we do the Christmas markets for 2025?
Yeah. Fabulous. Yeah, those fill up too. The Douro is hot right now. Christmas markets is pretty popular. River cruising in general is definitely back to pre-COVID days where you really need to book early.
Okay. Well, thank you, Denise. We do appreciate you coming in
visiting us again. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
And we hope next time when we talk, you're going to have more exciting news for us.
Oh, always.
Thank you. Have a great year, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, it sure is nice to hear from Denise.
I love when she stops by into our studios and she chats, because there's so much that she does, and she goes on these trips with Globus, and we hear about all the new things. I can't wait to go on some of these trips. I love that. Speaking of trips, let's talk about a travel tip.
All right.
One of my things is you should familiarize yourself with your destination.
What's that word again?
Familiarize.
Okay.
Yes. Read up on your destination before you go, such as things like, is haggling acceptable when you're in the stores, or is tipping expected?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because some countries you don't even have to tip.
Right. And what's considered appropriate attire?
Yeah.
You know, some places women do have to put a little veil over their heads, to hide their hair, or long sleeve shirts. What's the weather going to be like?
That's the important
thing. Yeah. Are there any popular local scams that are going on that you need to watch out for?
Wow.
All of these are important questions that need to be answered. And some of the laws, like you can't carry Tylenol in Japan. You may get arrested.
Wow.
So you got to be aware of some of these rules and regulations. And you know what? If you're questioning it, two things, the computer and your travel advisor.
All right. Thank you for the travel tip.
Travel tip. And you know, we want to thank Denise again from Globus for being with us today and all the pretty things that are happening with Globus. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. I know my daughter is going to be going to Portugal this summer. She's not going to be sailing on the Duomo, though, but she will be going to Portugal. And how about a trivia question for you?
I got one.
No, okay.
You've got one for me.
I got one for you. Let's go to Italy. Which Italian landmark dates back to 70 AD? Think about it.
I'm pulling this out of my hat like I do. Leaning Tower of Pisa.
That's a good guess, but no, it's the Colosseum. they threw a lot of people in there, fed the lions, that kind of thing. But yeah, the Colosseum, 70 AD. And it's still there.
Well, yeah.
And I want to see that. Well, I love to see these old buildings.
Will the NFL be holding a football game there?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, they take it to England, so maybe they...
Yeah, not even a soccer game. Nope, yeah. Neither one.
Okay. Well, okay.
So what do you think of that, Jay?
It was a bunch of... No, I've...
we've had quite the day. We've had Denise with us talking Globus, and we've talked about... the Colosseum in Rome.
John Grisham wrote a book called Playing for Pizza.
Playing for Pizza? John Grisham?
Yeah. It's a book on, yeah. It was.
I mean, because John Grisham
writes all those lawyers. But yeah. This Playing for Pizza, it's a fun book to read. It's a nice little story. And he goes to, a guy goes to Italy to play football. That's all.
Oh, okay. So there you go. You have Jay's recommendation from a John Grisham book, Playing for Pizza.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, that's about it for our show today. There's so much traveling to do, so little time to do it in. So tune in every week for more travel info and insights and just plain old fun. And we'll see if we can stump Jay again on our trivia question.
I think you can do that pretty easily.
So please follow me and like me on Facebook. Do you have a favorite location or an interesting travel tip? I'd really like to know about it. And you can let me know at zmichelson@gmail.com. Don't forget, Z is spelled Z-E-E. I'm very excited to let you know that my podcast can be heard on all your favorite podcast players. Feel free to give me a review. I'd love to hear what you have to say. And thank you for listening today. Traveling truly opens up the world to you. You learn all about the different cultures, the lifestyles, and of course, food. Then you realize we truly are all the same. So dream, dream big, reach for those stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you made the trip. If you're looking for great places to travel to, visit my website, zmichelsontravel.com. Z is spelled Z-E-E. This is Z. Michelson, making your travel dreams come true.